Imagine a bird identification book with no photographs, no illustrations, no maps, nothing but words. Pete Dunn didn't just imagine it, he wrote it with Pete Dunn's Essential Field Guide Companion, published this year by Houghton Mifflin. And if anyone could pull off a field guide without pictures, it's Pete Dunn, who is one of the most colorful bird writers out there. He's the one who says the difference between a Merlin and a Kestrel in flight is the difference between a Harley and a scooter. His ability to conjure up that kind of vivid imagery is what made his new book possible. And the book is enriched with his clever nicknames for birds and tips for distinguishing similar species. He calls our black-capped chickadee the greater chickadee, the slightly smaller Carolina chickadee the lesser chickadee, and notes, "Black-capped looks like a scruffy ruffian of a chickadee, Carolina looks like a nice, well-groomed, well-bred chickadee," and notes that the black-capped is less shy about landing on the ground. He calls the boreal chickadee the spruce chickadee, which is apt, and notes that it's more clandestine than the black-capped, quote, "often worming its way into the protective interior of a tree rather than lingering on the edge," end quote. This book is great fun to pick up and read, especially when you're thinking of familiar birds. You'll get tips about distinguishing them from similar species, cool, colorful nicknames, and more insights into behavior than any field guide or other book gives. But the title is correct. This is not a field guide. It's a field guide companion, and unfortunately, it's the kind of companion that lollygags back at the lodge while you're out having adventures with your real field guide. A hardbound textbook-sized book with 681 pages, not counting the index, is not in any shape for real field work. That means the ways it's actually going to help people identify birds will be from tips we happen to remember from reading it as an armchair book before we go out, or if we're puzzled and trying to make a final determination about a bird after we get back home, from any little behaviors we remember, if indeed we remember to open up the book while those behaviors are still fresh in our mind. But even though a great many of Pete's tips and observations would be great for beginners to know, the lack of any illustrations make it singularly difficult for those same beginners to use. As I read it, I smiled knowingly at a lot of entries. Pete calls the Blackburnian warbler the ember-throated warbler. I knew he was referring to the brilliant, glowing orange throat, but one definition of embers is the smoldering coal or ash of a dying fire, which includes both the glowing coals and the gray, ashy ones. Although Pete's word choice is technically correct and will indeed conjure up the right image for those of us who already know what a Blackburnian warbler looks like, it won't be useful for anyone who thinks it refers to a warbler whose throat is ashy gray with flecks of orange. His bird descriptions are accurate and vivid, but also validate the expression that a picture is worth a thousand words, and the range descriptions, though complete and accurate, are detailed and long enough that they could easily have been replaced with equally accurate but simpler to read range maps. Pete Dunn, one of the top birders in the world as well as a great writer, worked extremely hard on this book, and the research and thought that went into it shine on every page. But I wish either more or less had gone into the book's production. A real Pete Dunn field guide, one with illustrations and maps and his nicknames, descriptions, behavior notes, and clever tips, would have been extremely useful, a worthy addition to the many field guides out there already. I will treasure my copy of Pete Dunn's Essential Field Guide Companion and thoroughly read the entire thing, but I'm not sure that neophytes who could most benefit from his wealth of identification advice will be well served by such a huge volume that requires an open field guide right next to it for every bird. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.